Okay, continuing our preparations for Pesach here, I promise you tonight will not disappoint. I prepared what I think to be one of the best pieces, the best ideas that I've ever come across when it comes to Pesach. That is by the Maharal of Prague, who we've quoted definitely many times before. And the Maharal has a fundamental work. Maharal was a prolific writer. Rabbi Yehuda Lowe lived in Prague. A prolific writer, and one of his most outstanding works is known as the Gevuras Hashem. And the Gevuras Hashem is, he has a Gevuras Hashem which is explaining in over 60 chapters all these different aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is absolutely fascinating, a very novel approach to many ideas. And in addition, the Maharal also has a commentary on the Haggadah. And this piece that we're going to do together tonight is from the Gevuras Hashem Perek Samech, which is 60. And the reason why I truly love this idea is because when I came across it a couple of years ago, so I think every Seder since then, which is now, you know, Bez Hashem will be a third Seder coming up, I've shared this vort, not just at some point in the Gada, but really before we do anything. When we come to the table for Kiddush, I start off with this idea, because I think it's an idea that everyone can appreciate. I think it's an idea that's an important idea. I think that that it's a very powerful one as well. So let's begin together. So if you look on the sheet, it's the first arrow on in the right column. We'll read it together and we'll explain. It starts like this, and he says, "Ubnei Shashem Yisbarach Lakach Ubachar BeYisrael Bevrat BeKola Umos LeYoshalo Mora Bazeh Shu Yachid." So, just to give a little background information here, what the Maharal is talking about. So, one the unique aspect of Pesach. There are many unique aspects, but one of the unique aspects is the unique avoda of the day. And the unique avoda of Pesach is undoubtedly the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is a karban which we bring only once a year, excluding Pesach Sheni, only bring once a year, and it's unique in many, many ways. And as we go through the piece, the Maharal is going to highlight these differences, the fact that the Karban Pesach has certain laws, while all the other karbanos have different laws. And he's going to explain what there seems to be a common underlying theme that on a very superficial outlook, you don't really notice these things. But the Maharal, in his true ingenuity, puts them all together, and he explains a beautiful idea. So he begins by saying that Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he is the one and only. He is the only God, he is the only ruler in the entire world. And when he performed his miracles and tremendous, showed all his might at Yetzias Mitzrayim, that showed that he is the one and only in the entire world. And once Hashem showed that he is one, then he had the ability to do as follows. So then what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? The fact that he's the one God, he's then going to choose one nation from among all the other nations. And this gave us a certain unity to one another. The fact that we were chosen to be God's one nation. We all have a underlying connection within us that we are part of what God's singular nation, and that connects us together. That gives us a sense of achdus. Shine ein kan achdus lo haya bocher ba'uma yichidus. Because if there was no achdus among us, Hashem would not have chosen us to be His one singular nation. Elishu shim kein achdus shim ein kan achdus lo haya bocher ba'uma yichidus. Elishu yachid bocher biyichid. The fact that Hashem is one, He chose one. That's the concept the Maharal is starting with. So that's the idea that the Maharal is going to start with. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Himself to be the one God, He then had the ability to choose one nation, and He chose us, which gives us a sense of achdus, it connects us. The Maharal says, and this is going to be the underlying idea of the Karban Pesach, the fact that we have the shared achdus as being God's chosen nation. And if you're going to go through all these different aspects and all these different laws that seemingly seem completely at random, the Karban Pesach, it is going to show how every single one of them relate to this underlying idea of unity. So if you turn to the back of the sheet on page 2, I've put down the psukim from Shmos Perek Yedbeis, which is the perek where we are commanded to take on Pesach, to eat matzahs on Pesach, the whole culmination, the tremendous summit of the Exodus of Egypt. That takes place in Shmos Perek Yedbeis. We read it a few couple months ago, Parshas Bo. And Parakei Beis, I put the bunch of the psukim on the, over here that go ahead and discuss the different laws in our Pesach. So the Maharal, he begins down with, if you look at a pasuk test. So he says, "Al tachlumi menuna u'bashal mevushal b'mayim ki im tzli'esh rosho al kira v'al kirbo." That you should roast this karm Pesach, eat it its head with its legs and with the inwards, with the innards of the animal altogether. And if you look in Mishnah's Pesachim, in the picture books, so they have a picture of how they used to roast the karm Pesach, and they used to take a big metal spit and they would stick it through the rectum of the sheep, and it would go through the mouth. And they would roast it on this big fire. So you see, you had this entire animal lying on this piece of metal that was being roasted. And the way they were supposed to eat it is every single piece. The red, the head with its legs and its innards. That everything is together as one. So the Maharal notes that this is the first idea when it comes to this carbon of Parsach representing the Indian of Achdus. No doubt, unlike other carbonos, which are cut up, portions given to the lady, to the Kohen, to the person bringing the carbon, this carbon is entirely eaten as one. It's not broken up into pieces. So that pasuk test already begins to show us this idea of the Karm Pesach representing Achdus. And then he continues, Ki adavar shu mechulak inu echa shari yesh bo chalakim. Because something which is cut up into pieces, that obviously doesn't show any uniqueness to it. It rather shows that it's cut up. Aval davar shu shalem yesh bo achdus. But something which is complete, that shows achdus. That shows togetherness. Bekol inyan avoda azos bekorban hu lahoros ala achdus uben v'chein bevayis echad yochal. And furthermore, if you look back on the other page, so if you look down at pasuk gimel, when the commandment comes out that we're supposed to take a animal for the Karm Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to us. He says, "Dabru al kol adas Yisrael leimor be'esrom lachodesh hazeh, on the 10th day of this month of Nisan." By chulahem ish selavayis lebeis avos selavayis, that every person should take a lamb for their father's house, a lamb for the household. And then it continues in Dalit, v'im yima habayis mehos misel lachachu ushcheno hakaro vel beso b'michsas nefashos im ish lefi achlo tachosu alaseh, which means, and if the household to be too little for that lamb or the sheep, then he should eat it with his neighbor next to his house. And furthermore, the way it works is like this. It's called a minoy. That basically, the halacha is that when you cut up, when in the Karm Pesach, you have to make a chabura. You have to make a group of people. It can be one's family, it can be one's neighbors, it can be other people. And what you do is you assign this group of people to a certain set. And once that set is shechted, that group becomes bound to that set and must eat it. And it can't separate, after the shechita, you cannot separate the group into another group. And once you're eating in one house, you can't go ahead and eat in another house. So you see from here, three different aspects of, again, this idea of unity. The fact that you have to eat it everyone as a group. And the group has to remain in one place. And also, you can't divide the group once it's already... excuse me. Once it's already put together. So you see, each of these aspects, says the Maharal, again, so the Indian idea of one, the idea of Achdus, one group, one place, one night. That's it. That shows, again, this idea of Achdus. And he continues further, where are we here? Shekol Indian Hazesh, also lechalek a carbon lishtei chaburos. Osha also lechol so bishtei makomos. You can't eat it in one place, you can't eat it with two groups. To show that every aspect, the shechita, the eating, the groups, all show this idea of achdus, and not something which is separated. Okay, and he continues. And also, the carbon has to be exactly 1 year old. That's obvious how it connects to achdus. Achdus means one, that we become one people, one nation, one group. So the seh, correspondingly, has to be exactly 1 year old. It can't be 2 years old. Bibnei, biben shana, hu echad, bishnaim, v'im haya beishanim, haya yotze mina achdus, v'chol ha'dvar ma'ilu nimshach le'in achdus. And you see the one pasuk after another, continuing to the avachdus. Has to be 1 year old to show that represents singularity, and it can't be 2 years old because that represents something which is divided into multiple parts. And it says, v'dafke seh v'lo egel. It has to be a seh, a sheep, or a small lamb, and not an egel, not a calf, which would be a much bigger animal. Why? Ki seh l'dekuso nechshav echa l'gamre. Because a seh is considered something which is more unified. What does that mean? So the Maharal quotes a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, and it says, "Se pezuri Yisrael, l'man nimshalu Yisrael." The Medrash says that a Jewish nation is considered similar to the Se, to the sheep. Why? Because Ma'ase imhu lo kevi echa me'evara v'kulo margish. Because just as the sheep is struck in one of its limbs, the whole body feels it because it's small. Af Yisrael, so to Yisrael, echad chote v'kulo margishim. That once one Jew sins, the whole nation can feel the effects of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring punishment down, not just for one person, but the entire nation, because Chol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, we're all connected, we're all one. This all occurred as Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Maral says where he knows this from. Shari Achar, Haya Echar V'chata, V'chol Yisrael Hayu Magishim. Because in Sefer Yoshua, there's a story of a Jew named Achan, who basically, after we fought one of the wars in the conquering Eretz Yisrael, Achan goes ahead and he takes loot from the nation that we were killed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to. And he hit it, and Bnei Yisrael started being struck by a plague, and I was wondering, like, what's going on? What's going on? Why are we being struck? Until Achan, finally, it was revealed that he was the one sinning, and although he was punished, in the end, he was killed, nonetheless, all of Bnei Yisrael felt the effects of his sin. And what the Maharal is saying is that just as this, when it struck, since it's a small animal, every part of its body feels the pain, so do the Jews. We're a nation of one, we're a singular nation, and one Jew sins, everyone can feel the effects of it. A very beautiful idea of the Maharal. And then it continues. So what did we go through already? We already went through that it has to be eaten entirely, all of its parts together. And it has to be eaten in one group, in one house, on one night. And it has to be exactly 1 year old. Says the Maharal, it continues. And it has to be... Okay, so we'll skip this part a little bit because this is a part that's a little bit esoteric for me. I don't really understand. Maral, basically, the Maral is a theme running out of his works, especially in Kvuras Hashem, of this concept of Chomer versus Surah. And little translation, Chomer means like material, gashmis, materialistic, or formed. And Surah is... Surah means to form. Chomer is like the material that is formed. And Surah is some sort of higher level than Chomer. It's definitely a deep idea. I'm not exactly sure how to explain it in my just because I don't know anything. But if we'll skip those few lines where he talks about the idea of Chomer versus Surah, and we'll continue on the next column where he says, Umitzvaso v'zachar. And you notice the next law of the Korban Pesach comes back, if you look back on the other side of the sheet, in Pasuk Hey, Set Tamim Zachar Ben Shana. It has to be 1 year old, and it has to be Zachar, it has to be male. So what's this idea of being male? Why can't it be female? So, again, this might be a little, also a little bit ambiguous, but that's just because of our lack of ability to understand what the Maharal is saying. But the Maharal does explain that Zachar, the fact that it's male, also relates to this animal's unique representation of Achdus. And he says, Umitzvas v'zachar v'lo merkeva. It has to be a male, not a female. Ki ha'achdus hu min ha'sura, v'yacholak hu min ha'chomer. Because Achdus comes from Sura, and Cholak comes from Chomer. V'dabar zeh mevuar, v'pnei sha'zachar yoser nechshav Sura min ha'chomer, l'kach ha'pesach einu ba rak min ha'zacharim. So, again, I don't know exactly what he's saying, but when I was thinking about it, I was thinking maybe you could say like this, that it's proven in psychology that, I mean, this is not to knock down men or women, this is just what's proven psychologically. Men and women are wired very differently, and there's no question women are considered more sensitive beings. They're considered people who are more in touch with emotion. However, because of that, they can also be more emotionally, they can be like all over the place. Because of the way that they are. Whereas men are more able to control that emotion and to keep it more inside. And maybe what this is saying is that Mara, maybe he's touching upon this, I don't know, that the male species is generally more able to be more connected, is able to be more singular, able to be more focused, whereas the woman can be like all over the place emotionally. And again, this is not knocking, why men aren't any better than women. We're just different. That's what it comes down to. We're different. And this difference comes out in the fact that Korban Pesach has to be a Zachar, because the male represents something which can be more focused, whereas women are generally more all over the place. Again, not in a bad way, just that's the way they are. And he says this might be the reason why the Zachar has to, that the Ikar Pesach has to be a Zachar, to show this idea of singularity, show this idea of being one, that that this is the male species is more able to do. But anyway, now, the halacha that the Maral talks about next is really my favorite one, because I think it's the most powerful. And he bases it on the Pasuk, again, Pasuk Ches, which says, V'yachla sabarsa b'layla hazet, sli eish mitzvos, al tachlu mimenu na, u'basha mavusha b'mayim. So you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach cooked, you can only eat it roasted. So how does this show achdus? How does this show some sort of unity? So listen to this. And this is what Maral says. I think it's absolutely true. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And he says, V'chein al tachu mimenu na u'basham avushal ki imtsli esh hakol inyan zeh. Everything relates back to the achdus, the fact that it has to be roasted and it can't be cooked. Why? Ki habishal b'mayim o bishar mashkin chalkav mispardin al yidei habishal u'mischalkin. Think about this. When you have, let's say, chicken soup on Friday night, and you stick the ladle in the soup, you're getting all the vegetables, you want to get the pieces of chicken, you notice that the chicken that was put in the chicken soup floats around, you have pieces of bone flying around, you have pieces of little pieces of chicken floating around. And the reason is because when you cook something, the water has the ability to make it misparate, to order to separate it out. And therefore, cooking in water has the ability to spread out something, spread out a food. And so therefore, cooking, you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach in water, any kind of mashke, any kind of liquid, because this is the effect that it'll have on the Karban Pesach. And we know the Karban Pesach is an Indian of Achdus, of being one. So how it has to be cooked? Has to be sli'esh. It has to be roasted. Why? Because when you roast something, the fire has the ability to take out the juices, and it makes it more hard and come together. That shows Achdus. So you see, says Maral, that even the matter of cooking, and we're preparing the Karban Pesach, shows this idea of Achdus. Unbelievable idea. It's true. If you think of the soup, the chicken floats around and everything comes apart. But when you roast something, it becomes hardened. It becomes sucks, takes out the juices. This is the idea of Karban Pesach. And it shows throughout the halachos in the Torah of it. And then he goes weiter. And Maral says furthermore. He says, Ki'im... About the eish, we call a eish adaraba. Nasa habasar echad ki a eish motzi harotev and nasa habasar kasha viechad. Just the opposite. When you roast something, you take out the juices, you take out the sauces, and you make it all one, make it all hard. Lo king kasha is bashma mayim and nasa pirurim. Now, so when you do it in water, you make everything into pieces. V'chein amar mitamzesh ein lechol also na ella kasha hutzliyesh. And this is why the Torah says you have to eat it roasted. The basar will become hardened by the eish, by the fire. The chozem moral in achdus. Sharoi karban echad el Hashem yizbarashu echad. And again, everything comes back to this one idea. Because Baruch Hu made himself one on the Yetzir Yisrael. He chose his one nation, and therefore the unique karban of Pesach is representative of this very yisod. And the Maral is not done yet, because the karban Pesach has to be what? Has to be set tamim. It has to be perfect. What does it have to be perfect? I can't have any blemishes, to show that every point on the animal is no different than another point on the animal. Every point is a perfect point. Not one part is blemished, one part is good. Every part is equal. That shows Achdus. Everything is the same. And finally, he concludes with the idea of another famous halacha. If you look down back on the other side, Perek Pasuk Mem Vav, in one house, we discussed that already. You cannot bring it outside. You cannot break the bones of the Karban Pesach. Why can't you break the bones? This one, most simply, you can probably figure out. Because when you break a bone, that's one bone into two, you make pieces. You're creating separateness. You're creating a chaluk. The whole Karban Pesach of the Inyan is Achdus, of oneness, of togetherness. All the laws represent this, and most and certainly this last law of the Etzem Lo Tish Beruvo. You cannot break the bones, because once the bones are one, once it's all connected as one, you don't want to break it into pieces. You don't want to negate from this idea of Achdus. And finally, Maral finishes with a very powerful idea. So he goes through, finished going through all the Parakeet Beis, how all the halachas of the Karban Pesach similarly relate to this idea of Achdus, but he notes that in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say the following thing in Magid. And as Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Devar Elu BePesach Lo Yotza Yidei Chavoso. If you do not mention these three things on Pesach, you are not Yotze, your obligation on Seder night. There's a big machlokas. What does that mean? If you don't say these three things, does that mean if you don't talk about them, if you don't eat them? Big machlokas. But in any event, the three things are of Ilein Pesach, Matzah, Umar. And we know that the Torah commands us, Umatzos Umorim Yochluhu, that you have to eat the Karan Pesach how? With Maror and with Matzah. So what is it? Why does it have to be with these two things? Can it also somehow relate to this Achdus idea? Says the Maharal, absolutely. And he explains like this. He says that Matzah and Maror represent two very different ideas. They are representative of two completely opposite aspects of what happened to Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maror, we know, represents the bitterness. It represents the slavery that we underwent for 210 years. That's Maror on one side. But on the other side, we have Matzah. And one of the major aspects of Matzah is that Matzah represents the bread that we ate when we left Egypt. It represents the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It represents the Geula. So says the Maharal, the Karan Pesach represents the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Achdus of Am Yisrael, is eaten with Matzah and Maror. Because Matzah and Maror show two very different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People sometimes think, or certainly in thousands of years ago, that there were gods for every single different event that happened or occurred in a person's life. A god for good things, a god for bad things, a god for this, a god for that. What this idea is saying, the Karan Pesach has to be Matzusum Amorim Yochluhu, is saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs and is behind every single event. Whether it's something bad like Avdus, Hashem promised we're going to be in Avdus to Avram Avinu by the Brisbane Basarim for 400 years. But at the same time, Hashem also is behind the event of taking us out of Mitzrayim because that was also promised. And the Ra, who expands upon this in Perek Hayim Gevuras Hashem, says that one of the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that it showed that Hashem is in control of all events of the world, whether it be something that appears good or something that appears bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of everything, of the God of all actions. And so that shows how Hashem's oneness, Hashem's unified over all the occurrences of the world. That is the Achdus of Matzos Amorim Yochlu. Why the Karan Pesach has to be eaten with these two foods? Because these two foods are representative of much bigger ideas. The ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being behind every event, whether good or bad, that He is in control of everything. There aren't separate deities for one aspect and for other aspects. A beautiful completion comes full circle, says the Maharal. All the halachas, all the different aspects of the Karan Pesach, all come back to this one idea. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Himself as being the one and only God in the world, He chose His one nation, and that nation therefore has an underlying Achdus, L'Kol HaDoros. And the reason why, maybe you guys could see now, why I love this idea by Pesach, is because Pesach, at least in my family, it was like this for many, many years, that everyone comes together. That Jews, family, friends, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, children, all come together on this grandiose night. And we all celebrate our exodus together. And there are different levels of religious observance. There are some who are, you know, Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox and Reform and conservative. Everyone's coming together as one. What a better time to speak about Achdus of Klal Yisrael. That for one night of the year, we can put our differences aside. We can come together as one and really celebrate the fact that we became a nation on this night 3,000 years ago. 2,500 years ago. And so therefore, it's not at any point in the Seder I start with this. Right when we start, when everyone first comes to the table, is standing around from all different parts of the world, all different parts of America, coming together and starting to begin this awesome night together, right before we say Kiddush, I share this idea of the Maharal, that every single halacha, and all you gotta do is open up a Shmos Yudbeis, look at the Psukim, look at all the halachas, and what we explain is the Maharal shows, every single one comes back to the idea of Achdus of unity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Himself as the one God, He chose His one nation at the Exodus, and therefore the carbon that is special to this night only, is one that's gonna be representative of this very idea. So, this is the Maharal's famous idea about the Karan Pesach. It's a beautiful idea because, especially when we don't have a Karan Pesach nowadays, we need something. How does it relate to us nowadays? And there's no question that this is an amazing idea, an amazing piece. Okay, guys, have a great night.